Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is February 24th, 2006, the feast of St. Matthias the Apostle. It is customary for these podcasts to begin with a paragraph or two setting the person to be commemorated in some kind of context, and to describe the things that she or he did or said that merit our remembrance. In the case of St. Matthias, though, there isn't really much to say. Acts reports that after Judas' death, Jesus' remaining 11 disciples wanted to choose a 12th to replace him. So they proposed two, Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was also known as Justus, and Matthias. Then they prayed and said, "Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which of these two you have chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place." And they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was added to the 11 apostles. After that, there is no further mention of Matthias in the Bible, and even church tradition, which normally abhors a vacuum and fills it with all sorts of fantastical stories, is largely silent about the ministry of Matthias. But for me, that's exactly why he is so important. Matthias was just a guy. He was one who had been following Jesus since the beginning, to be sure, but who had never been particularly distinguished, or famous, or noticeable in any way. But when the chips were down, literally, when the Holy Spirit was asked to show who had been chosen to become one of the 12, it was Matthias, with no previous credentials and no later success that we're aware of. Matthias is a saint for the rest of us. So often as I'm preparing these podcasts, I think, how could I ever act as courageously or as selflessly as the women and men we revere as heroes of the faith? Maybe you think the same thing as you hear them. But with Matthias, we finally see what it really takes to become one of God's elect. Nothing. Okay, not nothing. Faith and a willingness to serve when called are required. But ascetic self-denial, or miracles, or martyrdom are not required. Honor Matthias, and you honor yourself and your neighbors. Just an ordinary Christian, a saint of the church. Let us pray. Almighty God, who in the place of Judas chose your faithful servant Matthias to be numbered among the 12, grant that your church, being delivered from false apostles, may always be guided and governed by faithful and true pastors. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us on February 27th at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of Blessed George Herbert. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.